There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
You're listening to AI Audible, the new narrated article podcast from the Anfield Index podcast channel.
Klopp and Clavin trying to find sense in defeat, by Trevor Downey. I recently asked my daughter to clarify exactly what the kids mean when they say something is meta. Now, you can stop your smug sniggering. It's not like I had no idea. I may remember Kenny Dalglish gracing the number 7 for the Red Men. I may have had my first legal pint in 1991, and I may even speak like a relic of the oldie worldy at times, but I'm not entirely Demo Day. Yeah, I've probably ruined that already with Demo Day, haven't I? Anyway, meta is a term used to describe something that's characteristically self-referential. Like if I told you I was writing a novel about an Irish man with a wonky head who was writing a novel about an Irish man with a wonky head, then you, achingly cool hipster that you are, would likely respond with a dismissive snort and say, "Dunno, bit bloody meta, isn't it?" That was the exact sentence that came to mind earlier today as I watched Sky Sports' Jim White analysing a social media exchange between the official accounts of Manchester City and United. Good Lord, I thought, the media is consuming itself. How very meta. Then, as the horror unfolded, I realised that it was not meta at all. It was simply horrific. As I gasped open-mouthed at one of the worst pieces of modern television journalism in history, I felt some brain matter ooze from my left ear. This was the type of television that you can feel making you stupider with every second you spend watching it. At least the two accounts in question seemed aware of the awfulness of the banter. But Jim, Harry Redknapp's text buddy, feigned a tone of superiority whilst milking the story for all it was worth, acting out the expression of an emoji, and explaining to us all that a spelling mistake is known in the journalistic world as a typo. Remarkably horrendous stuff. It seems to have been a day for making bad, banter-based decisions. Jamie Carragher used his Twitter account to make a dubious gag about how the arrest of Newcastle United's managing director following a HMRC investigation into transfer activity at Newcastle United was probably a Machiavellian Rafa Benitez plot to seize control of all the transfers. Yeesh, bit close to the bone there, Jamie. Speaking of a bit close to the bone, imagine your columnist's amazement to find yet another regrettable decision screaming out from the pages of the official LFC website, where we can find a photo of a very shell-shocked looking Ragnar Klavan, beneath whom is emblazoned the legend, "We have to work together to improve defensively." Well now, in the wake of the most recent pathetic capitulation to Crystal Palace, that seems an even more redundant piece of journalism than that horror show that Sky actually paid Jim White for. Reflecting on the Red Men's lamentable record of just two clean sheets in 15-2017 games, the Estonian talked of how identifying the issues causing the ineptitude in our rearguard is not so easy, and insists that it's not just down to a couple of things. At this point, however, Dejan Lovren and James Milner were seen to shift very uneasily in their chairs. "It's a harsh league," insists Klavan, as he endeavours to convince us all that, well, these things happen. "It's not easy to put down to a couple of things, but we have to work together as a team," the left-footed centre-half told LiverpoolFC.com. "That's our goal, of course, to not concede any goals in any game. But this is football and everybody has good strikers as well. It's not so easy to pinpoint exactly what's going on. I think it's just not one thing. There are multiple things put together that make the whole difference. At this level, it can be one moment, just a lack of concentration, and that's it. In this harsh league, those things get punished straight away, and that's how it is when you play at the highest level. The concept that other teams have good strikers must surely, you fancy, have crossed the mind of Jurgen Klopp, as he sent out repeatedly shaky defences in red. But having defended them all season, the manager is unsurprisingly bullish, but admirably frank about the latest setback. He insists he's a fighter who can see the sense in every defeat and learn from it. I am used to nothing more in my life than getting up after a knock, the German averred. That's no problem. I spoke to the boys after the game and it's no problem for me. The defeat is frustrating and we made mistakes, which is disappointing, but that's how things are. It makes sense. Defeats always make sense. There's a reason for them. It's about what you did in the game, but also how you react. And we have a few days now to recover from this. There's 1 month to go, 4 games, and we will not give up. With Arsenal and Tottenham registering narrow wins ahead of tonight's Manchester derby, the pressure on Liverpool to beat Watford is building, but it will increase exponentially in each of the remaining games against Southampton, West Ham and Middlesbrough. Only 12 points will leave the Red Men in with a fair shout of retaining their currently held fourth spot, but even 4 wins is not the guarantee that some are suggesting. Tragically, we will all be watching the Mancunian face-off in the hope that Pep Guardiola's lot can beat a Jose Mourinho team that I swear will have the extra motivation that the sour Portuguese always seems to find when it means thwarting Liverpool. Sky and Jim must be rubbing their hands in gleeful anticipation of all the Twitter bants they'll be able to analyse. As I was putting this piece together, I had the Spurs game on in the background and just... it's very depressing to have to admit that basically what Spurs are is a stronger, physically stronger, more resilient version of Liverpool. At our best, we can probably beat them. But over the course of a season, they've just had that extra physicality to go with the obvious technical ability they have. The sort of insistence of a player like Harry Kane up front. It was just interesting to watch him. He didn't score this evening, but there's just something about him. He just gets the ball and moves seemingly slower than everybody else on the pitch, and yet inexorably toward the goal, people falling off and falling away from him. The man's an enigma. It's so strange to watch. He just makes room for himself, like he exists in some sort of black hole or vortex of his own, and things just slow down around him. He seems to be able to make space for himself and time for himself. It's a remarkable thing to watch, and they have so many big, solid, and yet technically gifted footballers. I'll be honest, I was envious watching Spurs, and that is a horrible thing to have to say and to have to admit. Imagine that. At this stage of the season, Spurs have not Spursed it. And in fact, Liverpool, it looks like, have created their own very Liverpool thing that they're insisting on doing, which is losing to these lower-ranked teams in the league. Now, we have 4 games. I've heard a lot of people, including Emre Can in yesterday's piece, talking about how 4 wins will almost guarantee European football in the Champions League. I wish I believed that. I wish I believed we could get 4 wins. I don't honestly believe in my heart the way things are at the moment with this team, with the opposition specifically that we have left to face. But even if we do, it's no guarantee. All Man United have to do is keep winning and they've got it. So we're looking for favours. And that's just a crappy position to be in. It's really insecure. Of course, it'll probably feel all the better if in the end we finally do get it.
Thank you for listening to AI Audible. You can read this episode's article along with many others on AnfieldIndex.com. You can download our AI channel app on iOS and Android. And you can find all our AI Audible episodes on Twitter at AI Audible and on AnfieldIndex.com.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up Quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's Quince.com/upgrade.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.